A much-anticipated street improvement project is getting underway in Macomb. It comes at a time when delays in state funding are forcing the city to reorganize some of its other infrastructure priorities. Barricades are in place preventing vehicles from driving on West Adams Street from Lafayette to Johnson Streets. Mayor Mike Inman says the city waited for Western Illinois University's spring semester to wrap up before starting construction. The city will add a turn lane and widen sidewalks along West Adams, as well as create a landscape median at the Lafayette Street intersection. There will also be upgrades to a nearby alley with the addition of a sidewalk and bike path running down to the railroad crossing. Inman says the road will reopen by the start of Western's fall semester. The project was going to be much larger, encompassing four blocks of Adams Street, but it had to be scaled back to just two blocks because the city was turned down for state grants three separate times. A lack of state and federal funding also forced the city to delay a much larger project. Inman says improvements to revitalize the downtown square were to begin next spring, but he says the city will have to put its resources elsewhere for now.
Rather than be left sitting here looking for somebody to go dancing with next construction season and our preferred date not being available because there's no funding, we decided to shift the priorities to Candy Lane.
The improvements to Candy Lane will include adding curbs, gutters, and drainage. Alderman Tom Cook says the city will also address a safety concern by adding either a wide sidewalk or multi-use path along Candy Lane from East Jackson Street to the southern city limits.
There's too many people walking on that street and riding bikes on that street, and eventually somebody's going to get injured.
There is state money available for Candy Lane from Illinois' Surface Transportation Urban Fund. The project qualifies because the state considers it to be integral to the flow of traffic since Candy Lane connects a county highway with U.S. 67. The city has hired an engineer to design the Candy Lane improvements, with construction scheduled to begin next spring. The project is expected to cost more than $4 million. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.